out working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy, what is today? Today's Wednesday. The boss is going after the penny news. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures. The heat wave up there in the panhandle of Oklahoma, 56 degrees at Boise City, 49 at Hooker, 54 at Slapout, 44 at the May Ranch, 31. There's still some chilly weather over there. Lahoma, you're 31 degrees, 51 at Arnett, 32 at Hollis, and 31 at Hobart out here in the panhandle of Texas, 50 degrees at Lipscomb, 51 at Miami, 42 at Wellington, and 35 at Odell. Well, chilly out there. She's melting down, though. She's melting down. And going to get some good moisture. Well, joining me on today's show is Mr. Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech here in Elk City, America. What's up, Kent?
Well, we got some good moisture out of the snow and starting to melt off, like you'd said. And roads are getting passable again, so it's all looking up.
All looking up. Yeah. Good to go. So I noticed something 2 or 3 weeks ago, and gophers are going to be really bad. Yeah,
the gophers are starting to get bad, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about that today is the gopher bait and also feral hog bait as well. And it's one of those things that everybody kind of uses, but nobody really talks about. Not right. Very, you know. So,
well, so what's the difference between kaput gopher bait and your regular gopher bait?
Okay, so you have two options for gopher bait. Let's talk right about that one first, because feral hog bait is a completely different thing. So the gopher bait, it's either a strychnine, and that's put on milo or wheat, or it's the warfarin that the kaput product is, and that's put on milo or wheat. In the south, we use milo. In the north, they use wheat, okay? Both of them run through a gopher machine just like normal, or you can individually treat gopher mounds, however you want to do that. The big difference is in how the active ingredient works. Strychnine, everybody knows what strychnine is. Strychnine is, you take a bite, you die right now. I mean, there's no getting around it. Warfarin is a blood thinner, and it's the same product that some people take to thin their blood if their doctor decides they need to do that. This is the same product, but used completely different. So the way the strychnine works, the gopher eats it. The other gophers in the tunnel see that this gopher ate it and he died. They're not going to eat anymore. They won't eat it. With the kaput product, the gopher that's in the tunnel, he's going to eat it. He's going to be just fine. And then he's going to pack his jaws full, and he's going to take that bait back to the burrow, which for gophers that we have here, those burrows are 4 to 6 feet deep.
Right.
Okay. And they have compartments, rooms, so to speak, in those burrows where they sleep and where they eat and everything else, watch TV or whatever they're doing. They have different compartments or rooms in there for that. He's going to take that kaput bait back to that burrow. Everybody in the burrow is going to eat it, and that's going to be the end of that burrow.
Whole household's going to eat it.
The whole household will, because none of them are going to feel bad.
Right.
And the way it works, being a blood thinner, it thins their blood too much, and they bleed out basically through their lungs. You know, it's kind of the same concept as the old, you and I are old enough to remember the old Decon.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of concept.
Yeah.
Where you don't really are not trying to kill this particular gopher or this particular rat, you're trying to get the entire household.
Right.
So that's how it works. That's why it works, and that's why it's efficient.
Works good.
It works real good. And you put it down just like you would the other gopher bait.
I think you checked on it when I called you a couple weeks ago. I think the cost's about the same, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be – it depends. This is like $3.35 a pound. The other is a little more expensive, but this is either going to be in a the other one is in a 45-pound bucket.
Right.
Okay. This is going to be in a 30-pound pail or a 50-pound bag.
Okay.
The price per pound is going to be the same.
Right.
Just whatever a guy needs.
And the application rate's the same, right? The
application rate's
the same. Because I think the gopher bait's only got one setting, right?
Yeah, the gopher machines only have one setting.
Right.
So it doesn't run through any faster or any slower than the other one because they're both both active ingredient, whether it's strychnine or whether it's warfarin, they're both put on Milo. So Milo's only going to run through so fast, so it's Milo to Milo, so it's no different. Now, I have had a couple of guys say, well, I'm running out faster. Yeah, that's because you've been using a 45-pound pail and not a 30-pound pail.
So do the math.
Yeah, but they didn't think about that. So, yeah. You know, it's a very efficient product. Gopher bait's not something that people talk about much. I mean, it's just kind of one of those things that, you know, kind of like motor oil. You got to have it.
Right,
you know?
but you don't talk about the brand.
You don't talk about the brand. Well, there's a reason to talk about the brands now.
Right.
There really is. So,
is there any good or bad time to put gopher bait down?
I would be starting as soon as the snow gets off and I could get in the field, like in an alfalfa field, as soon as I could be doing that, I would be. Sooner the better.
Right.
And same way for counties, you know, going down pavements and stuff like that. As soon as they can get there, the counties have already started in a few places.
Yeah, I've seen a few counties out there destroying my quail habitat by running over at the bar ditch.
It's that time of year to be doing that.
Yeah,
as soon as the ground gets, you know, mellow enough that they can get the machine in the ground without tearing.
Yeah, because I'm sure we got a little bit of frost in the ground on this one.
Yeah, I'm sure we do.
See what's going on. Let's see here. What does kaput cost? You said that already. You said
about
it again.
$3.35 a pound.
Okay.
$3.35 a pound. About.
Yep. Right.
You know, so.
And is there any restrictions on it different than the other gopher bait?
Okay, so different states have different restrictions. Oklahoma and Texas are pretty much the same. So we have a restricted product. We have a non-restricted product. Everybody buys the non-restricted product just so they don't have to put up with the state. Okay. I was trying to think of a good word. Anyway, so to answer the question, no, there's not.
Right.
You can buy the non-restricted product. It is exactly the same thing. And it doesn't matter if you're using the strychnine product or you're using my kaput. Doesn't matter. Nobody buys the red bucket because it's exactly the same thing in the blue bucket.
Right.
So there's no reason to buy it just to have to fill out a bunch of reports.
Right.
So they don't do it. So other states, that law is different, but Oklahoma, Texas, it's pretty much the same.
Right. Do either of you know where to get bulk mixed grains for quail, pheasants, chickens, etc.? There you go. There's a good one.
Depends on what grains, but we do some of that blending for chickens and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just, I mean, depending on what you're talking about, I use Truticow.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Right. I have guys that buy chicken feed for me and, you know, 500 pounds at a time.
Yeah.
And they just, a lot of them will come in with their own blend that they want. And we get it matched up to the ingredients that I have, and we'll blend it for them.
There's the answer. Kent Watkins, SCI Agritech, right here on Randall in Elk City.
There it is.
What's the number down there anyway?
225-0317.
Yeah. I don't memorize numbers anymore. Only one I got memorized is Tradio because I have to repeat that number so many times. Oh, and my wife's. So I'm afraid she's listening. Now, I know your number. You may give it out, honey.
Since we got smartphones now, everybody's gotten lazy. Nobody remembers.
Oh, yeah. Anymore. Well, the kaput, gopher bait, it sounds like the way to go.
Well, it's a lot more efficient. So so what happens is with the strychnine product, the first one eats it and dies. Well, when they go through with the machine, let's just say, or you treat a mound, those gophers, they take off going the other direction because they know something is invading their space. Okay. So then nothing happens. So then they start migrating back to what it was. Well, then the dumb one in the group, he eats it and he dies right there. The rest of them not going to eat it.
Right.
They just won't. With this, it's nothing.
It has a little time to live, so it's carrying the stuff back.
Yeah, it'll carry it back and feed everybody, and he thinks he's doing a good job feeding everybody, and he is, you know. And that's why it works. It's a slower process, but it's lots more efficient.
Trick question for you. Yep. You know me. I've been sitting here thinking since you started talking. So I notice when people's putting gopher bait down in their pastures, their alfalfa fields. I mean, that right now is, like you said, a good time to get after them in the alfalfa fields. And I see people doing different widths and angles and stuff. And I've seen a couple of people do it one way and then crisscross it. And it's like 20, 30 feet apart. So, do you know of any studies, recommendations of what they should be doing?
8 pounds per acre.
Okay.
All right. So, and you're just going to have to do the math on each individual field and see how far apart they need to be.
Right.
And if they're crisscrossing, all they're doing is boxing them in, you know, boxing them into an area. So, they got to cross it at some point.
Right.
And when they hit that soft dirt, they'll go down it one way or the other. That's the object of the game. Right.
Yeah, because I've seen some guys out there I'm laughing at you because I think but you know, with auto steer anymore, they just set an angle going and they turn around and set a 180 degree or 90 degree angle back across it. And if they got gophers bad enough, you got to do what you got to do.
That's exactly it, especially with hay being worth what it is now. They're going to do whatever they have to do to eliminate that problem.
All right. It's break time, Kent.
Okay.
The day is Wednesday. So, I got to do the Taylor Ranch question of the day before we go. Hang on here with me a second. I got behind them what I'm supposed to be doing here. Today is the Taylor Ranch happy hour. And the Taylor Ranch question of the day for the three amigos, Jesus, Juanito, and Jose. I remembered him this week. I forgot Jose last week. Thought about changing one of them to my name, Jaime. Then I thought, nah, better not. Let's see here. Okay, you guys ready? 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. So if you just want to play, send your answer. But if you want to win the three amigos, the beef sticks from Taylor Ranch, I got to have your name. So, on average, it took 5 to 6 minutes work to pay for a pound of beef in 1998. So, how many minutes worked on average does it take to pay for a pound of ground beef today? Does that make sense? How long you're working by the hour? Figure it up in the minutes. A, 8 to 9 minutes. B, 11 to 12 minutes. C, 14 to 15 minutes. D, 17 to 18 minutes. Again, in 1998, you had to work 5 to 6 minutes to pay for about a pound of beef, ground beef. Today, what is it? A, 8 to 9 minutes. B, 11 to 12. C, 14 to 15. D, 17 to 18. And that is your Taylor Ranch question of the day. All right, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 16. 2,893 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 524 brought 540. 12 at 558 brought 475. 11 at 621 brought 392.50. 124 at 674 brought 370. 5 at 739 brought 327.50. 4 at 743 brought 340. 13 head of heifers at 416 brought 465. 4 at 503 brought 404. 7 at 575 brought 377. 5 at 633 brought 351. 11 at 645 brought 355, 8 at 703 brought 335. Butcher cows were 6750 to 170. Butcher bulls brought 121 to 189. Bred cows 1450 to 3650. Pairs 2450 to 3500. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Miami, Texas, 52 degrees, humidity's 25, dew point 17, the winds are out of the southwest at 14 with a wind gust, peak wind gust today, 22 miles an hour, 44 one-hundredths of an inch of moisture so far in January, 523 sub-freezing minutes today, 8-inch soil temperature, 38 degrees. All right, let's check out the Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. Kansas City wheat, March 542 up 9 3/4, May 553 up 10 1/2. Wheat out of Chicago, March 537 up 13 3/4, May is 545 up 12 1/2. Corn, March 430 up 3 1/2, May is up 3 1/2 at 438. Soybeans, March 1075 up 8 1/2, May is up 9 at 1088. Soybean meal, where we at? Woo. Up a little bit. March is 298.70 up 47, and May is 302. I'm sorry, up 470. May is 302.40 up 44. Oats for March 3, even up 3/4. See what the livestock's doing here. It's in a green. Everything's in a green today, Kent.
That's good.
I heard you there.
That's good. Yeah, I'm glad you need to get this mic fixed.
I got to take this picture. This is studio stuff going on in here. Live cattle, February, 236.72, up 112. April, 238.42, up 102. Feeder cattle, January, 368.22, up 137. March, 364.65, up 265. April is 363.32, up 267. Lean hogs are down. February, 87.72, up 132. And oil, crude oil, March, 62.77, up 38. Natural gas hanging in there. Royalty owners are chomping on the, just licking their lips right now. February, 6.90. Pretty good. It's just February. If you look into the other months, it's back down in the threes.
Yeah, but 3 weeks ago, it was 350.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, there is your Central Crop Care grain market update. Kent, I got a question for you on your feed side of your business.
Okay.
Since cattle have come up in prices, has anything changed with your feed?
The ingredients?
Well, ingredients, has sales been about the same, lower, higher?
Sales have fallen off on cubes, cattle cubes.
Okay.
Because there aren't any cows left in the country anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of prolonged drought.
Right.
Okay. And really good prices. Commodities are cheap. And every row crop farmer knows that.
Right.
Feed ingredients are not cheap. Feed ingredients have stabilized and have trended up over the last month. And it's, when you think about it, there aren't very many big mills around that make feed ingredients anymore.
Right.
Because a lot of it's pelletized and all that. So the opportunity to have a lot of competition to sell a truckload of whatever kind of pellet or corn or whatever, that competition has gone away to some extent through consolidation mostly. And it's going to continue to do that over right. time.
Yeah.
The big ones are going to continue to get bigger.
Yeah, it's a you know, some of the complaints that I hear, like on the, say like on the co-op sides, you know, they your operators come to the co-op and buy and be part of that and stuff, and then, but some of the complaints I heard is like, well, why do I need to buy it from the co-op, even if I'm a member of it, when I can buy it direct? That's got to suck as a feed dealer.
It does, no matter whether it's feed or fertilizer or chemical. It doesn't matter. That came along with the internet, and the younger generation has gotten on board with that. And if you're a big enough operator that you can go buy a semi-load of whatever you're looking for, okay.
Right.
You know, you need a place to store it. If it's chemical, you got to have a place to keep it from freezing. And, yeah, it's going to be cheaper. And if you have a complaint with, complain to your wife, because there's no sales rep out there going to take your call.
There we go.
They're just not.
Yeah.
You know, if you want the cheapest price, even I can do that for you.
Right.
It's going to be drop shipped straight to your place, and I'm finished.
Right.
I guarantee. It's the same thing with anybody, any big distributor. They're going to guarantee that it got there in a sealed container.
Right.
Past that, there is no guarantee.
Right.
But it was a cheap price, cheaper yep. price.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
Cheaper, you know. And so, oh, by the way, all my listeners out here answering the questions for the Jimmy Taylor question of the day.
I would have missed
you're stinking it up. None of you are right so far. Where are you buying your beef? Is what I want to know. I know a guy.
No kidding.
So, but, yeah, rethink your answer. Not one person has got it right. So, anyway.
About how many have responded? How many have responded?
18 wrong answers.
That sounds like my ability to win a lottery, not very good.
Oh, I know. Yeah. So, Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about, we got a question on here on the price on feral hog bait. But first, let's take a break.
Okay.
And get back on track on time. And then we'll get back. We're going to talk about the feral hog kaput bait.
Kaput.
And I'm going to ask this question one more time to help you listeners out there. I'm like you. I'd probably got it wrong, but you need to do a little bit of math here, folks. I'm going to ask this question one more time. So, on average, it took 5 to 6 minutes of it pay on a work hour to pay for a pound of ground beef in 1998. Today, how many minutes worked on an average does it take to pay for a pound of ground beef today? 8 to 9 minutes is A, B is 11 to 12, C is 14 to 15, and D is 17 to 18. So all of you are wrong, and you're still wrong. Somebody just sent it in. You're still wrong. Again, A is 8 to 9 minutes. B is 11 to 12. C is 14 to 15. D is 17 to 18. And I can... Oh, we finally got a right answer.
Good deal.
But keep sending them in. I want to see if somebody's smartened up on me. So we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Kent Watkins here with SE Agritech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Kaput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Kaput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981. And their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
When she walked into the store, she looked around and then she said,
"Am I in Dallas?"
That's because the space was so big, so nice, and so full of beautiful things. Now, you and I love living right here in Western Oklahoma. We like the small town friendliness. We like knowing each other. We like feeling safe. And we like being able to get where we're going pretty quickly. But now there's a store you can visit right here in Western Oklahoma that makes you feel like you're shopping in a massive metropolitan area. Ever since Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts moved into their new digs, they keep getting the same reaction from people.
Wow, this looks fabulous.
The store is big and beautiful, and it's full of things that'll make your home beautiful and make you look and feel great. If you know, you know. But if you haven't been in yet, you're missing out on a big city shopping experience right here in little old Western Oklahoma.
Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, now located at 1503 West 3rd Street in Elk City.
You've got a problem, an issue, you can usually sit down and we can get it figured out while you're there. If it's something that we can't figure out right that day, it's usually within a day because everybody's accessible. If there's something that needs to be done loan-wise, we can get that ran to wherever it needs to go. Or if you just need help up front with some accounts or whatnot, I can walk you up there and introduce you to somebody and hang out with you and talk you through it. I can explain to Tammy or Tori or someone up front, hey, we've been discussing this. This is where we're at.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All I can say is some of you guys need a pay raise. I have a winner. I've notified that winner, and he's from up there around in the Dewey County area. And anyway, the correct answer is 8 to 9 minutes. 8 to 9 minutes today. Not that much more than 1998. Either that, you need a pay raise. Or you need to shop somewhere different for your beef.
George Creek Market would be a good place.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's take out some weather in northwestern Oklahoma. Camargo, home of Cousin Eddie. 41 degrees, dew points 26, humidity's 56. The winds are out of the east, northeast at 3 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 34 degrees, sunset at 5:59. Increasing clouds today, 48 tonight, mostly cloudy and 21. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 37 degrees. I did notice something on the Fowler Agency text line on that particular question. There's some housewives using their husband's name also to send in, trying to win twice with different answers, but they got the same phone number. You got to think about that.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I guess not. All right, let's talk about the bait and feral hogs.
Okay, so feral hog bait that's just came out in Texas 2 years ago, same company, Caput, and it came out for Oklahoma last year. I will tell you that it is 100% efficient if it's done right.
Okay.
So the way you do it for Oklahoma, let's just say, come by the store, get a card, has a QR code on it, and get a label. And then you have to take a test for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. Oklahoma Department of Agriculture wants you to have, insist that you make a 100 on this test. It's open book test. It'll take you 15 minutes to read the label. It'll take you 15 minutes to take the test. If you miss a question, go back, look at it, get the right answer, plug it in, and you're good.
It ain't gonna let you go any further until you get the right answer, right?
You can quit it.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna be able to buy the product without it. Now, as soon as you pass that test, you hit finish, and it notifies the parent company of Caput. And then they notify me that I can sell the product legally to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's not a big deal. And it's free. Doesn't cost anything. Take you 30 minutes to do it. Okay. Okay. So the way that the feral hog thing is done, because it is still the same active ingredient, it's still warfarin. So they don't want other wildlife or livestock to get into this. Because it's just as deadly for a cow as it is for a feral hog or
right.
Your dog or anything else. So these hog feeders, they have weighted lids on them, and they, through research, they know how many pounds a raccoon can lift.
Okay.
So you can get enough raccoons around this hog feeder to lift 15 pounds, but they can't get enough around it to lift 17 pounds.
Okay.
So the lid weighs 17 pounds.
I'd like to have been in on that study.
The raccoon can't lift 17 pounds. Anyway, so the main thing is the pasture that you're going to set these feeders in, you have to move your cattle, your livestock, your horses, everything. You have to get them off
right
through the baiting time period.
Yep.
All right. So the way this works, and if you do this right, you will be 100% efficient. You will have no escapes. Okay. So you set the feeders out. And you put lure in there. You can use their lure, or you can use cracked corn or whole corn or whatever you want to put in there. It doesn't matter. You have to take 2 to 3 weeks to get those hogs comfortable with knowing that they can eat there without being shot at or being trapped or any of that. They have to be comfortable so they can come and go at their will. Keep the feeders full and make sure you've, if you have a camera set up, make sure everybody's, you know, getting what they're supposed to. And then once you're satisfied that you're getting that whole sounder comfortable with eating there, then you switch that out. Again, make sure all your livestock is gone and put the hog bait in there. And the hog bait is the same active ingredient as warfarin, but it's on like those rat blocks. They're about 2 inches tall, 2 to 4 inches long and 2 inches wide. It's that. And then they eat that readily. It will not kill them right now. It's not. They want everybody in that sounder to get a good dose of it, okay? But if you will take the time to lure them in and make sure that they're comfortable with that, and then during the baiting period, go check it every other day or so towards the middle of the day so that they're going to be gone during the middle of the day. They're going to come back and eat at night. But you don't want to have them up there eating and you drive up on them, okay? Because it's going to run them off. You're going to start again. Refill it if you need to. Tighten down security straps and stuff like that so that they can't tip it over and all that, so that the other wildlife can't get to it.
Oh, yeah.
And then let nature take its course. Then once you start finding dead hogs in Oklahoma, you're supposed to bury them.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I do with my trapper when he traps them. Right. We shoot them and bury them.
Right. Okay. So you're going to start finding dead hogs in 3 to 5 days after you start the baiting process. The question was, how much does it cost?
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's a 20-pound pig or a 400-pound boar. The research shows that it's costing right at $18 per head to do it.
Okay.
So if you're trapping, you know, you hire a trapper to do it, you're somewhere around $33 to $37 per head. Your efficiency, I'm not trying to run trappers down, Nate, whatever.
No.
I'm just saying they're not going to be 100% efficient. They're always going to be an escape with that. There will not be an escape with this if you prepare.
As long as they eat it.
Yeah, if you prepared everything right, there will not be an escape. For anybody who, this is just a warning, for anybody who would shoot a feral hog and butcher it to eat it, if the meat and the fat is blue, purple, blue, it's got warfarin in it, discard that immediately.
You're saying don't eat it?
I'm saying don't eat it because that hog has gotten into that. And that is how you know that hog has been poisoned.
Okay. Yep.
So,
I've read that because it's going on. Let's see. I think Texas has it, Arkansas has it, and Oklahoma has it. And every article I've read about kaput in their baiting deal, there it has blue streaks, or it is blue. Especially the fat is blue on it.
Yes.
And you need to bury it and be done with it.
Yes, you do. I won't have to worry about me doing that, but I'm sure there are people who want to eat that. Or maybe butcher it for their dogs or something. Don't. Just discard it and be done.
Right. And the bright thing about it is, did they have any studies how far the hog, you know, they're probably, since it takes so long, you know, not so long, but 3 to 4 or 5 days to finally have them die, rehome them, I call it.
Right.
Rehome them, you know, go looking for them, you can probably find them.
You'll start finding them either within a couple of hundred yards of where you're at up to a half a mile away.
Yeah. And just like Ray Shones, I've seen Ray Shones on social media here lately. He's had these pile of hogs that they killed a couple of months ago out, and nothing has ate on them.
Well.
But that's the way it is. Nothing likes, really.
No.
Even
coyotes don't like.
Yeah, coyotes. You catch a possum on one every now and then, right. But nothing. Joey got that WW round trap, you know, we caught a bunch and we took them over to piled them up, put a camera on it. Nothing eats them.
No.
Nothing. I mean, there's probably a situation you're hungry enough, you'll eat it.
Right.
But overall, nothing really likes them deal. So the the feeders. You got them.
We have them. You can rent them or you can buy them.
Right.
Either way, it doesn't, whatever a person wants to do. When you look at the label, it'll tell you how far to set the feeders apart and about how many you need.
Right.
For about how many hogs you think you have.
Like I said, you can stop by your place and do that QR code on the card and then do it. And I'm excited. As soon as I find some hogs, ever since you got it, I have not had one hog come on the property.
I had one guy from Hydro say we've had them and had them and had them, and now all of a sudden we're not seeing them.
Yeah. So as soon as I get them on there, we're putting a feeder down there. And then I have one listener says the last meat I bought from you was from you. So it sounds like you need a pay raise.
From me or from you?
Needs a pay raise from his whoever he's working for.
I'd say so.
I'm not going to mention no names to protect the boss.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, he bought beef from me. So did you buy that or did your wife buy that from me? All right, we're going to. You got any questions about the Caput hog bait or the gopher bait? Kent down there all the time down there at SEI Agritech here in Elk City. We're going to take our last break, our last Taylor Ranch break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little. I learned something from Kent today on snow and fertilizer, and I want you to share that with him. And okay. It might work sometimes, but it sounds like most of the time it won't.
No.
So we'll be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life gets a lot easier when you've got the tools to handle the cold, like generators, because losing power is not an option. Propane heaters and portable heaters keep you warm and working. Heated jackets and vests keep your core warm. Gloves for your vehicle, anti-freezing wiper fluid, battery charger, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to protect your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts in Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
Love is in the air at Lucky Star Casino, and so are the keys to six 2026 Mini Coopers. Six chances to win, six cars ready to roll. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Come and get your luck at Lucky Star Casino.
Come and get your luck. Ooh, yeah. Come and get your luck.
Thank you just doesn't seem to be enough. There are lots of places to buy cars and lots of places to have them serviced. We are really humbled by the trust you placed in us at Barber Dyson Ford last year. We don't take it for granted. You're the reason we had a terrific 2025. It was all because of you, and thank you for that. If you need us in 2026, we'll still be in the northeast part of Elk City and online at barberdysonford.net. We'd be honored to serve you this year.
Hello, Oklahoma. I think you are ready for better internet at a better price. Switch to Blue Peak. It's unexpectedly fast and locally rooted in red dirt and wide open spaces. You'll get fiber internet for 50% off for 3 months and free installation, plus a free modem and an Eero Wi-Fi router. Lock this offer in before it expires January 31st. Call 844-784-PEAK or visit mybluepeak.com and tell them Larry sent you.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming. You know, in the farming market, it's tough. So they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 25th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 160 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Ellingson Progressive, DB Iconic, and LAR Man in Black. A dozen other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 25th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, quartermastercreek.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farming Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Pick the big town of Granite, America. 34, feels like 28, dew points 22, humidity 61. Winds are out of the south at 7, 4-day average, 3-day, or 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 38 degrees, sunset at 6:02, 41 today, 24 tonight, and breezy, and 42 tomorrow. Interesting question on the Fowler Agency text line when it came in there, and we need to clarify that. So let me read the question. I trap and feed out wild hogs on occasion. How long should I wait to butcher if kaput is suspect?
Okay, so if they've gotten into the kaput, they're going to die anyway.
Right.
Hogs are extremely susceptible to it. So if you start, let's say you trap some today and you butcher tomorrow.
Yeah.
If that fat has turned blue, discard that animal. You do not.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
You're not going to, there is no timeline that product moves out of their system like a, you know, like a vaccine would in cattle. There is no safe time after that, right. at all, none.
So if it's got any blue to it or it's been around any kaput,
yeah.
Forget it. And if you go down there and talk to Dr. Mouse at Stockman's, she was in on there with, I think it was with Dr. Rosalind Biggs at OSU. Oh, yeah. When she was going to OSU, they were in there on studies on feral hogs and stuff like that. And let her tell you a story about what they see, the parasites and the stuff they see in those wild hogs.
I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
I have beef for sale. yeah, in RH, your wife bought that last batch. I just checked on my emails. All right, let's talk soil. I mean, first question is, this morning I called you, and I've seen guys do it before, never thought about it until you explained it to me, and thinking about putting fertilizer down on some ground, because this is going to, I know this was a dry snow, but it's going to end up being some decent moisture. Putting the fertilizer down, letting it meld in it, and what did you tell me?
Well, what I said was, and this is from past experience, so I've seen it happen, when the ground is frozen really hard, and you put the weight of that truck on that ground, wherever your tracks are, you're not going to kill every plant, but you're sure going to thin the stand dramatically.
Okay.
So I would recommend that you don't do it when the ground is extremely frozen.
Okay.
Because you're going to break that crown open and it's going to die.
Yeah, break the crown open, no matter whether it's weed or...
Weed, rye, triticale, doesn't matter. Oats, doesn't matter.
Matter.
It won't matter. You're gonna thin the stand badly.
Speaking of oats, it's almost oat time.
It's almost oat time.
Are you gonna have any?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting time. It's February 1st.
Yeah, basically it is.
Yeah, and according to my landlord this morning, I was talking to him on the phone, and he's seen the Long Ranger, and seemed like after this little deal this weekend goes away, we might end up having a very, very warm February. But my birthday is February 2nd. It's coming Monday. I'm going to get up and see if I see my shadow, and I'll tell you what this next month's going to be like.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Let's talk about soil health.
Okay, well, we can finish the show on that this time.
Yep, we got about 7 minutes.
Okay, so the six pillars of soil health, they're the same as they always have been. First one is armor on the soil, so keep your soil covered up as much as you possibly can. Low disturbance, and so that means leave the plows and the discs and all that stuff in the tree row. diversity in plant life. You know, if you have a cash crop in there, that's obviously not it. But during the off season, everybody can get a cover crop in there with diverse plant life, legumes and forbs and grasses and those kinds of annual grasses and those kinds of things. And then it's especially important this time of year, a living root in the soil as many days out of the year as possible, like those cotton fields that are bare now. It would have been great to have had rye or triticale or weed, something in
there. And some of them do have it.
Yeah, and some of them do have it. To first, to keep the ground from blowing, so that goes back to the armor on the soil. And secondly, to feed the microbes that are in the soil, because they have to live on something too. And yeah, they slow down a bunch in their activity in the winter because it's cold, but they still have to survive.
Right.
So that would be the fourth one. And then livestock where it fits. It speeds the process up if you have livestock and you have water and fences and those kinds of things. And then the sixth one, and I think it's just as probably more important than any of them, is context. Don't think if you're starting down this road, regenerative ag road, that your farm is going to produce as well as a guy who's been doing it 20 years, because it's just not. You have to start slow, and you'll make big leaps and bounds right off the bat, but you have to start where you start, and don't think that you're going to, you know, be hitting yields out of the park in the first year or two, because you're just not. It takes a little while to get going.
Right.
So those are the six pillars of soil health.
Yep, and they're good. I'm glad number six showed up.
Yes.
And I think, like I said, you're the one that convinced me to get into what I'm doing now with my farming. And but it's I seen one thing in this snowstorm that's worked out good for me, is where I went through there and crimped my summer crop, which was what, two or three different types of Sudan, and I had what else was in there? You sold it to me.
I don't remember. It was a mix of pretty much everything.
And then I added some brown millet to it and stuff like that. Well, when you crimp it down, it's not just laying flat on the ground.
Right.
It's
irregular.
Yeah, and it's very irregular. Well, guess what my quail are eating?
Right.
The heads off of what I laid down.
What you laid down.
And I got triticale sowed in it right now.
And you also caught all that snow when it didn't blow. Whatever was going to blow didn't blow.
Yeah, exactly.
So, the ground will be cooler in the spring. So, but that's the upside to cover crops.
It worked out good. I got a picture off my trail camera of them in that cover crop, the quail. So it's pretty cool stuff. Pretty neat stuff. So with sowing oats coming up, what do you got any recommendations for people on that?
The old wives' tale recommendation is dust your wheat, mud your oats. So
I'm a firm believer in that. 7 years now, and I've got three oat crops, and I mudded all those three ones in there.
Yep, that's pretty much stands true. Yeah, year in, year out,
it works out pretty good. Get some soil samples sent off.
Yeah, see where
now.
You were. Yeah, get soil samples sent off. Your soil respiration won't be very good this time of year, but it's not supposed to be here. So, other than soil respiration, everything else will be pretty spot on.
Where do people go wrong planting oats? Because it's a hit or miss. Yeah, it's hit or miss.
Yeah, and there's very few that's in between. The planting window is February 10th through March 15th. And if you can catch a wet period in there where they have, with soil temperatures above 45, because oats are not going to germinate below 45 degrees.
Right.
So above 45, so they're not sitting in the soil, picking up disease and all those other kinds of things. If you can get them off and growing, then you're off to the races.
Right.
And I will tell you that with the oat varieties we use today, if you're going to grow oats for grain or hay, either one, get in your budget a shot of fungicide, because you're going to have to, or the or the rust will eat you alive. And it'll get so bad on for the hay, cattle won't eat the hay.
Right.
And it can. I have seen it kill oat crop for grain.
Fungicide's cheap.
Dirt.
As far as I'm concerned.
Dirt cheap.
Compared to everything else we got to do.
Dirt cheap now. Yeah.
Right.
So put that in your budget.
Kent, thank you very much for coming
in. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, tomorrow, guys, Megan Langley's going to be on from Eastern Oklahoma, and she has a lot to talk about with a little politics involved, but chicken litter from Northeastern Oklahoma. Hands on. She's a ground trooper over there.